Today we're going to be in Galatians chapter 6, and I'm going to cover verse 2, 3, 4, and 5. So let's go right now to the church auditorium at Monclover Road Baptist Church.
Now it gives a second command here in verse 2. And by the way, right at the end of verse 1 it says, considering thyself, do it in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest also thou be tempted. Meaning, you know what? You better be careful how you confront somebody, because you may find yourself in the exact same sin as they are. You say, well, I don't think I could ever do that. Well, you know what? I didn't think Peter would ever deny Jesus Christ. But all of a sudden, when he was afraid, he denied him, didn't he? You may say, well, I never murder anybody. Well, you might under the right circumstance. So the Bible says, be careful, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, the law of Christ just means the law of love, seeking to help someone. The burden may be a moral problem. The burden may be a sickness. The burden may be some misfortune. Maybe their house is burned down or something like that. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ, the law of love. This is something that's very heavy. This is someone that needs help. Our admonition, or what God is telling us, is we are to help bear the burden. Verse 1, we are to restore the person that's fallen into sin. Verse 2, we are to help bear the burden of a person that's carrying a heavy burden. I'll give you an example. In John chapter 13, Jesus is with the disciples. And the Bible teaches us that when you got saved, you are cleansed from head to toe. I mean, you're purified, you're cleansed, your sins forgiven. But as you walk through the day, your feet get dirty. You commit sin. So in chapter 13 of the Gospel of John, Jesus got down and he washed the feet of the believers. What he was doing, in a sense, was he was spiritually restoring them. Spiritually restoring them. So we are to bear the burden of other believers. Someone carrying a heavy burden, if it's a moral sin, we are to bear that burden with them. Help them carry the burden. Try to have them confess and help to restore them and to carry the burden. Encourage them. The person who's had a misfortune in his life, maybe it's been a death in the family, help them carry the burden of that loss. We're to do that. Verse 3. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. If anyone thinks that they are superior to helping, to doing this, you're wrong. You know, the legalist points and says, you're guilty, you're living in sin, that's wrong. But really, the mature person is the person that gets down and says, I'm going to help you. I'm going to bear the burden with you. I'm going to help try to restore you. So he says, for if a man think himself something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. So if the person that isn't willing to get down and help someone is only deceiving themselves, they're not where they really think they are spiritually. And then verse 4, he says, but let every man prove his own work, then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Prove your own work. What do you have to do? What do you and I have to do? Well, we have to walk obediently. We have to fellowship with God. And I think if we do those things, we walk obediently, fellowship with God, we will not have to depend upon other people to be happy. You know, when I'm most happy is when I'm most right with the Lord Jesus Christ. When my prayer life is good and I know I'm living right and I'm being obedient in every way I know I can be, that's when I'm most happy. That's when I have a joy that is far beyond anything else I have at any other time in my life. Verse 4 says, let every man prove his own work. It means learn how to evaluate your actions. Learn how to evaluate how you're living spiritually. Let me ask you a personal question. How are you doing mature-wise? Are you maturing in Christ? You know, there's some people who are 30 years old are not mature. Some people are 40 years old not mature. But are you maturing in Christ? So it's not necessarily how long you've been saved, but are you maturing in Christ? Are you the person that bears the burden with someone else? Or are you the person that says he's guilty? Are you the person that comes to church and tries to bear someone's burden? Or are you the person that comes to church and says, I knew the preacher would be wrong on that. I knew he'd say that. I knew the church, they'd sing that song. I knew they'd do this. I knew that's wrong. Are you the person that is spiritually mature enough that you're a help to other people? You help carry their burden? You help restore them? Are you the one that shies away from the prostitute? You know, is a prostitute better off being here because of you, because you're mature and you're going to help restore? Or is a prostitute ashamed because of you, because you're pointing at her and you're ignoring her and you won't step by her? Which is it? How mature are you? I think we need to examine ourselves. What's your record of works? Now, we know you get saved by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. You don't get saved by doing good works. But after you're saved, the Bible says works are an evidence that you are saved. And there isn't any question that God is going to have a record of our good works. How often did we do them? What did we do? Were we the burden bearer or were we the criticizer? What's the record of your works? And I think it's important to examine where you are spiritually. When you leave here, is it a line of criticism about what happened here today? Or is it a time of contemplation of saying, hey, here's where I think I am spiritually. This is where I need things to change in my life. Or I saw someone there in church I think I can be a help to. I saw someone I can encourage. When you walk out of here today, is it a critical spirit? Or I helped someone today. I tried to be someone's friend. I tried to encourage someone today. I'm just saying the Bible is very clear that we are to be burden bearers, and we are to restore people who have fallen into sin. And I want to tell you now, the longer you're saved, the more accountable you become to the Lord Jesus Christ on this. And don't tell me or don't think that you're spiritual when your conversation with other people is of a critical nature about somebody else. That's not a spiritual person. You may be puffed up and think you're spiritual, and you may think running someone else down makes you look better, but the evidence is when you are criticizing another person, when you're accusing them of sin, the evidence is you're the immature one. You're the one that's out of fellowship. I might say this after being in the ministry many years. I have found that things are not always what they appear to be. They're not always what they appear to be. And you want to be very careful before you start laying accusations at someone's feet for what they're guilty of or what you think they're doing or what you've heard about them. They're not always what they appear to be. Over the years, I've seen thousands of people come to an altar. And early in my ministry, I used to think, I know why they're here. I know why they've come. And then maybe a week later, I'll talk to them, and I'll say, Pastor, you know, I came forward last Sunday, and this is why I came forward. And I would be taken back when I'd find out that they didn't come forward for the reason I thought. You see, you got to be careful when you start accusing people of what you think their sin is. That is God's business. Our business is love them, pray for them, encourage them, restore them, help bear their burdens. That's our job. And we're going to be judged on that. Now look at verse 5, and I'm done today. Verse 5 says, for every man shall bear his own burden. Every man shall bear his own burden. Now, this is a different word than in the burden of verse 2. Verse 2 means the burden is very heavy. The person needs help in carrying it. But the word in verse 5 is bear his own burden is a burden like a soldier's pack, a burden that has to be carried by that person, an individual or a personal responsibility. And you know, a soldier's pack, he has a fold-up shovel in it, he has his dinnerware, he has his food, he has a part of a pup tent, maybe a rain jacket, he has all that in his pack. He has to carry that burden himself. I think the best illustration is of a pregnant woman. There isn't anybody else that can carry a pregnant woman's baby. She has to carry it herself. So what's this verse say? It says, "For every man shall bear his own burden." I think the Bible teaches this. I think verse 4 and verse 5. We are to measure ourselves against ourselves. Measure ourselves against our abilities, our opportunities, our training, and not against our neighbor. You know, for the woman carrying the baby in a pregnancy, it doesn't make any difference how anyone else is carrying their baby. It is how is she carrying the baby? It is how is she doing? It says, "For every man shall bear his own burden," meaning you are going to be held accountable for the way you carry the life burden that you are carrying. And life is a burden. For everything that I have ever done, I'm going to give an account. Everything. Behold, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. God sees all the evil and God sees all the good. And I will give an account for the way I live, and I will give it alone at the Bema Judgment Seat. Bema Judgment Seat, the judgment for believers. In Psalm 38, verse 4, it says, "Mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me." The psalmist is just saying this. His sin is so great, it has overwhelmed him. He has no chance. He's overwhelmed by his sin. And you know what happens when you reach a point you have no chance? You're in a position where only the miracle of God is going to save you. And when Jesus went to Calvary and he was nailed to the cross and he bled and he suffered and he died and they buried him and he rose again, he paid the penalty for our sin. So the psalmist says, "I'm overwhelmed by my sin. I'm overwhelmed. I can't carry the burden. I can't carry the burden. I can't take care of my sin." But Jesus Christ steps in and says, "I will be your substitute. I will take your place. I will be your savior." To the person who can't carry their burden of sin, and none of us can, Jesus Christ can, because Jesus Christ paid for our sin. If you would die today, are you absolutely certain that you would go to heaven? Absolutely, 100% certain that you would go to heaven. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?